The Garden of Unearthly Delights opens tonight with a whole host of fun and activities for the public. Here to tell us more about it is Coral Chandler. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what can people look forward to tonight?
Oh, well, I think the Garden of Unearthly Delights opens a little bit early in the Fringe. It's a nice kind of warm-up for everybody getting into this crazy festival season. And we like to put on a really free night before we start opening shows. And part of that free night is so people can come along and see snippets of our highlights so they can choose what shows they want to see. It's a bit like try before you buy. So one of the best things that you can do is come in on our opening night, which is tonight, check out some of our highlights, watch the fireworks as well, and find out all the little secret fun places that you can find in the garden. It's just a gorgeous taste tester.
Have you seen many changes to the garden over the years?
Oh my goodness, yes. Well, I've been there working with them for 4 years, but I've been going to the garden since it was just a spiegel tent. I don't know if people remember that. I think a lot of the listeners would remember that. It was just a spiegel tent and a bar and a little bit of decking area and you could dance. And then the next year, which was 2 years later because Fringe was biennially. I can't even speak this morning. We're having the same conniptions. So part of that was Scott Maidment came in with Strut and Fret and they brought the Lunar Circus tent. And then they had this kind of huge, huge show in there called Acrobat. And they did the circus. They did Happy Side Show. And that's when it kind of started to build. And I also remember the year that it went across the creek. It used to just be like this tiny bit at the front of Rundle Park. And now it is 7 or 9 acres across the park.
Do you have to fill in more zoning applications each year? Or
I try and avoid all of those questions and all of those things because I have nothing to do with it. We have the most amazing person who is one of the co-directors who does all of that kind of stuff, and you never see him, and that is why. He just kind of hides and does paperwork.
So what do you like most about the garden?
What do I like most about the garden? One of the things, I mean, there's actually a lot, and that's why I've stayed there for so long. In this kind of current climate, you generally change jobs every 2 years, and I'm probably going to stay there until I get old and grey. But one of my favourite things about the garden is that when you go in there, you throw off some inhibitions. As soon as you walk through that front gate, you're so open to trying and doing new things. So you may go and see like the huge hit shows like your Blanc de Blancs and Funhouse and all those kind of things. But then afterwards you might go, I'm going to try a weird, wacky little show. I'm going to try, you know, Demi Lardner or Tom Walker's Honk, 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 Honk. I think that's the name of his show. Or I'm going to go into one of the $6 shows, or I'm going to check out the Freak Show. So you're far more open to trying new things. That's one of my favourite things about the garden.
We're speaking with Coral Chandler about the Garden of Unearthly Delights, which opens tonight, and you're also producing a show called Kaput.
I am. So my partner, Tom Flanagan, who is the most amazing idiot in the world, and we say that lovingly because that is pretty much his job. He is a professional idiot. He was meant to come in this morning, and he is with our baby who is 7 months old, little Ernest. And little Ernest was not keen on saying goodbye to Dad this morning, so Mum's come in to do the radio station. But yeah, I'm producing Kaput. I think a few people might have seen this show before because it opened to its premiere season in the garden a few years ago, and since then has been around the world. It's been to Asia, North America, it did Edinburgh, it's done most of Australia, and it's just kind of this incredible one-man show that is set in like this kind of almost 1920s Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin kind of world. And what Tom does is called silent clowning, and his job is, it's slapstick, it's acrobatics, it's clowning. He just has one objective, and that's to put on a movie. And he manages to stuff it up so much that it lasts a whole hour, and it's brilliant fun. It's fun for grandma and grandpa, it's fun for mum and dad, it's fun for date night people, and it's fun for kids as well.
Did the international audiences take to it?
They love it because it's non-verbal. So we have a really great thing with the fact that the show is non-verbal. We can put it on in any community that speaks any kind of language, and it translates because it's completely non-verbal. And also we find the deaf and hearing impaired community love the show as well.
Did you have to spend a lot of time like studying Chaplin and Keaton before putting on this show?
Well, Tom grew up in the Flying Fruit Fly Circus in Albury, Wodonga. So he's been like learning from Chinese and Russian acrobats and master clowns and all these kind of people since he was 6 years old. And he's always been probably, I think he calls himself the elegant buffoon. He's always been a little bit kind of like a crazy kid who would probably like do crazy things just to make people laugh. So he's kind of been working towards this his whole life. I remember when I was about 20 and I saw him in the Tom Tom Club or Tom Tom Crew, they had to rename themselves. Do you remember the Tom Tom Crew?
No.
Okay, I feel like it's definitely people who are my age, who are about 30. It's Tom Thumb, the beatboxer, and some acrobats, one of them being my Tom. And they toured that whole show around the world. It was kind of reimagining circus with this hip-hop, graph, kind of bad boy vibe. And so he was always the funny one in that. And every show that he's ever done, he's always brought this beautiful sense of clowning to it that makes people laugh.
So how can we get along to see Kaput?
Ah, so easy. You can either walk down to the garden and come to the box office and buy tickets there. It's on every Saturday and Sunday for the first three weekends at 2 and 4 p.m. And then we've got a special performance on the public holiday Monday, which is, I think, is the 12th. But, I mean, I'm not very good at calendars at the moment because I wake up too early because I have a baby and my brain doesn't work anymore. But, yeah, so you can come down there or you can go on the gardenofunearthlydelights.com.au and check out that for tickets if you want to. You can go into Fringe Tix. There are so many ways. I mean, you could also just enter a competition on the Adelaide Review and win some tickets there. Totally gave a shout out to a different media organisation. I'm sorry, Radio Adelaide. I love you, Radio Adelaide.
And what else can we check out tonight at the garden?
Ah, so at the garden tonight, gates open at 7 p.m. Come on through. Try and find a secret bar if you can. Shh, don't tell anyone. So you can come and do that. You can come up. The back of the site is a big, huge, gorgeous Spiegel tent called the Fortuna Spiegel tent. And if you go in there from about 7:30, you can see performances by that the amazing world-class magician, Kevin Quantum. He was a physicist who decided to be a magician, so he is out of this world amazing good. We've got the Fringe Wives Club, which is Tessa Waters, Rowena Hudson and Vicky Falconer Pritchard in the most spectacular party, glitter-coloured feminist show you'll ever see. We've got Best of the Ed Fest, which I think, if you never know what comedians to see and you want to get a good selection, go and see Best of the Ed Fest because it's always the best people from the Edinburgh Festival in this one show. And then we also have Double Denim. If you haven't heard of Double Denim and you like really quirky, hilarious shows, that is definitely one to check out. So there's even more than that, and I haven't got enough space in my hand to write them down, which is really upsetting because I just have tiny hands. I'm like, that's why I'm in the circus, I think. I have tiny hands. And we have this kind of, just come on down and check out all of the shows that you can. Grab some food, grab some donuts, grab some fairy floss, and just enjoy your night.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Coral.
My pleasure.